Prince Brijo by Andrew Lang, Chapter 5. What Prince Brijo found in the garret. The prince walked from room to room of the palace, but unless he wrapped himself up in a curtain, there was nothing for him to wear when he went out in the rain. At last he climbed up a turret stair, and in the very oldest part of the castle, where he had never been before, and at the very top was a little round room, a kind of garret. The prince pushed in the door with some difficulty. Not that it was locked, but the handle was rusty, and the wood had swollen with the damp. The room was very dark. Only the last gray light of the rainy evening came through a slit of a window, one of those narrow windows that they used to fire arrows out of in old times. But in the dusk the prince saw a heap of all sorts of things lying on the floor and on the table. There were two caps. He put one on, an old, gray, ugly cap it was, made of felt. There was a pair of boots, and he kicked off his slippers and got into them. They were a good deal worn, but fitted as if they had been made for him. On the table was a purse with just 3 gold coins, old ones, too, in it. And this, as you may fancy, the prince was very well pleased to put in his pocket. A sword, with a sword belt, he buckled about his waist, and the rest of the articles, a regular collection of odds and ends, he left just where they were lying. Then he ran downstairs and walked out of the hall door.